This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Jess on Joy.
Today is the eve before the big movie hits our screens, and by that I mean literally our screens. As originally intended, cinema release movie, 100% Wolf goes straight to digital. On the lines, we have not just the star who plays Freddy, but we also have our wonderful director. So we have Eli Swindles and Alex Staderman. Welcome, guys. Thanks for coming on.
What's up?
Hey, hello.
Hello, gentlemen. Look, let's start off. We'll start off with Alex. Look, tell me what's the movie about. I have no idea. 100% Wolf. I don't listen to Jess when she's gone on about it for months, but I'll let you tell us what. Tell us all about the movie.
100% Wolf. It's essentially a coming of age story, like many other stories, but with a little bit of a twist, because our main character is a young boy who's meant to grow into a big, strong werewolf. But on his 14th birthday, when he's meant to be turning, for the first time, he turns into a pink poodle instead.
So, he turns into a poodle when he's supposed to be a big, hairy wolf.
Yeah.
Look, it is quite a beautiful story. But Eli, I want to know, as the lead actor, the glue of the movie, what does it mean to you to be in a movie that's already receiving rave reviews? We got a 4-star Sydney Morning Herald one yesterday.
Yeah, it's just crazy. And also, it's awesome to be called and referred to as the glue of the movie. That's never happened before in my life. it's just amazing that it's already been given such great reviews before it's out. And you know, the fact that, shout out to Sandra Hall, who said that from Sydney Morning Herald, because it just makes, like, all the work worthwhile. And, you know, without the initial intended cinema release not happening, it really makes you feel a whole lot warmer about the situation a little bit.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, I want to know, you are the main character. Why was it so important for you to do?
Yeah, so the story centres around Freddie Lupin, who's the character I voice, and he's the heir to the leadership of a proud family line of werewolves. And he's positive that on his 14th birthday, when the quote-unquote wolfing ceremony is meant to happen, he's going to turn into this big, like, badass werewolf. And he doesn't. It's just a big goop. He turns into this pink little poodle. And basically the pack elders give him an ultimatum, and they say, you know, either you change yourself by next moonrise and you prove you have the heart of a wolf, or you risk being cast out forever.
And these are not bad wolves. They're do-gooder wolves generally, aren't they? So it's not like So to the fact that we're kind of believing that they're these good wolves, and then yet you didn't look the way or present yourself the way you were supposed to, it was a bit of a shock for Freddy too. He wasn't expecting to be a poodle, was he?
No, he wasn't. And I think, that is like the lesson in life a little bit as well. You know, sometimes you dealt the cards that you dealt. And it's kind of, I think, you know, a good sort of segue into really what the message is and the takeaway is from the film that I think people need to get out of it. And that is, you know, that you should learn to love yourself. And the unique things about yourself is what will separate you from the pack, so to speak, if I may.
Aww.
And, you know, you're born the way you are for a reason, so learn to love what you've been given and learn to work with it, because those differences are what people love about you, whether you're aware of it or not at first.
Oh, that is beautiful. Oh, that's a really beautiful response. Well, and that's what it is, and that's what we are at Joy. We're all about acceptance. We're about realizing that we have, a lot of us, overcome intolerances, and amongst our own packs, but even we might not have turned out the way we thought we were going to turn out. And sometimes we're not in necessarily the body that we thought we should have been as well. Like, it's,
yeah,
there's a whole, there's ramifications to that too, if we're kind of raised to believe that a certain thing is what's right and you don't have that, whether it be size, colour, shape, gender.
Yeah.
And
it's absolutely,
it's so beautiful that there's a movie like this, 100% Wolf, guys, Flying Buck Productions, and it's beautiful, and it's a beautiful message to get out to your kids, get all of your family together. It's not just for kids, is it? Animation's not just for kids anymore, is it?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. It's for everyone. It's for every girl, boy, man, woman, child, dog, cat, your whole family. There's get a takeaway for everyone, and there's a gag for everyone. It's a beautiful film.
Alex, I've been reading up on you, or Jess has been giving you a history. You spent years and years with Disney Studios. You've come back here. So, well, what's the difference between working with the Flying Buck Productions and good old Disney himself?
Look, essentially, our companies are very similar in terms of sensitivities and the style of storytelling. But the biggest difference for us is, here in Australia and Flying Buck, we create stories right from the first initial spark of an idea all the way down to the last pixel you see on the screen. Whether, like, in comparison to the old Disney days, when we were basically given the stories by Disney, and then we just created the visuals and the acting and backgrounds and everything for it. So,
yeah.
Flying Buck, we do everything from scratch.
So when you said that, so we've got the story is from scratch, but it's also from an original story, but it's also Australian, from a writer, yes, Jane Lyons. So how much input does the writer have, or is it that you buy the book and what goes on there?
Look, we're always respectful of writers. So we kept Jane involved in important steps where we sent her script to see what she felt about it and to give us feedback. But Jane was really great. She essentially straight from the beginning said, hey guys, I know books and movies are two different beasts, and like a book, you can't, the pacing and the structure is just so different from a movie. And she knew that things have to be changed to adapt to
absolutely
a screen.
Absolutely. Oh,
and she was
cool,
very respectful of that. So, yeah.
Why was this a story that you felt needed to be made?
Look, the thing is, for me, like straight away, the first thing that struck me was the acceptance of, like, accepting others for who they are, regardless of gender, sexual orientation, race, skin color, or whatever it is. It's such an important message. We need to tell the world.
And
it's sad that we'd have to tell the world, but, you know, my dream is that one day we won't have to tell those things anymore. But for the time being, like, it is such an important message to send out.
And it's not in your face. It's a beautiful way that children will kind of understand acceptance without kind of knowing that that's kind of...
Yeah,
we grow up thinking we're going to be something. We think we're going to be just as big and strong as dad, or, you know, successful as mum, and or maybe we're going to get married and have kids and stuff like that, and it doesn't always work that way.
We don't want to be preachy about this kind of message. So, basically, the way I thought of telling this was, you know, there is a little pink poodle in all of us. You know, there is an aspect that every person has that they're embarrassed about or self-conscious about, you know, whether it's physical or in the way they act or whatever. And that's basically the story that I'm telling here, you know, that everybody has that pink poodle inside of them, and nobody should be afraid of that, and nobody should ever let that hold them back.
Look, if I want to go out and see the movie tomorrow, unfortunately with the whole COVID-19, how do I get involved and be part of the whole premiere?
Yeah, well, basically it's available to Maple Cinema, it's available to rent on Optus Fetch, Google Play, Apple TV, PlayStation Store, you can get it there, Xbox. And even Foxtel, yeah. It's all available out tomorrow, May 29th. Get around it.
What's the vibe about the fact that it's being released now and not for in cinemas?
Yeah, that was kind of tough, to put it lightly, to be honest, because my involvement alone was, like, 3 years voicing just the film and the subsequent series that will follow later at another date.
Yeah.
So I was pretty pumped, never being in a feature film before and being the lead as well. Like, I was really, really excited to take my family. And, yeah, I even brought her, like, I've got a niece who's 6 years old. Her name is Lupa, and she's my sister's daughter. And we were all ready to sort of have a premiere, and I bought a cute little jacket for her. But
Eli actually wanted to dye his hair pink for the premiere.
I am dyeing my hair pink for the premiere, guys. Am I not, Tom? I've got it blonde right now, yes. White blonde to go pink tonight.
We are. We're yeah. very excited. We do have our own little pink poodle in the studios with us.
Look, I totally get it. It has been. So that's another point that I really want to make is that, yes, it isn't going the way that it was meant to. It was made for cinemas. It was made huge. But how important is it, and this is a question for both of you, like how important is it to support Aussie made?
Yeah, look, supporting local Australian content is always important, you know, whether it's a business or whether it's entertainment. And I think it's really important for Australian kids to hear Australian voices and hear Australian stories. So they can see that their voices count in the story, in the world as well. Because, you know, if they don't hear Australian voices and their own voices in content, then they don't grow up to believe that they can have a voice in the world and or go into the arts or into acting and anything like that. And we don't want to be in a world like that.
Definitely not. Absolutely. I'm very excited. I cannot wait for tomorrow. I'm actually getting all excited.
Oh no!
You know how much I love a wolf.
Oh, look, I haven't touched on this yet because it is massive, and I totally understand how you feel, Eli. Like I'm not even the main. I'm like this tiny little bit, and another bit got dropped, and all sorts of stuff. But I was so devastated. My daughter's six. They would have my niece, your niece, and my daughter would have. Oh, would have, they just? Yeah. They're already excited.
I absolutely loved it.
But look, we're going to have to do the best we can. But what we haven't touched on is I just bought some stamps today and our queen here at Joy was on them. Magda Skibanski is on the stamps.
Yeah.
She's one of only many, many big names. Who can we expect on this movie? So people don't just think it's some little movie that Jess happens to be in a tiny bit and then, you know, and we've got Eli coming on. Who else is on here?
Okay, so Samara Weaving's another great Aussie actress. She plays my best friend and partner in crime, Batty. Jai Courtney. Yeah, Jai Courtney, megastar, plays my
megastar,
father.
Megastar, Jai, yes.
Huge.
Yeah,
I saw him post about it. Yeah, keep going, sorry.
Yeah. Jame Lynch. She's an awesome, we're all familiar with that towering comedian. She's in it.
Reece Darby from Flight of the Conchords.
Flight of the Conchords. Murray. Yeah.
Oh, and Akmal and Magda, obviously. It's huge. It's going to be massive. And it's going to be on our home TV, sadly, this time. But hopefully at the end of all this, look, it has been super awesome to chat with you both together. And I can't wait to watch it in my driveway, the projector, outdoor cinema, with slippers on. Exactly.
That's a good setup.
Tons of popcorn. What are you guys doing?
I think I might have a little, like, Zoom FaceTime premiere with my family because they're in Queensland. So I'll try and attempt that tomorrow.
Yes. And Alex?
Yeah, definitely. We'll get some friends and neighbours together.
At a nice distance
between, yes, absolutely. I can't wait to see the reaction from people.
Oh, look, if it's already got four stars, it's massive. It's going to be massive. And we're going to have the links attached to our socials to where you can get it.
Yeah.
Everything originally intended for a cinema release, Flying Bark Productions.
Sorry? Just say as well, Screenspace, I don't know if we mentioned this, but Alex sent this to me earlier today, have put it up there with the likes of Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs and Hotel Transylvania. So it's in good company and it's pretty much at that level. That's all I got to say.
Fantastic.
At that level or higher even, and it's Australian. So absolutely.
And it's Australian, right.
You can get this. Flying Bark Productions, 100% Wolf, will go straight to digital. It's available to rent at your own home from tomorrow, 29th of May, on Foxtel, Fetch, Apple, Google Play, Sony, PlayStation, Microsoft,
Xbox. No reason to go out. Stay home.
It is a night to order in and howl at the moon. Thank you so much, Eli Swindles and Alex Staderman. Hopefully in the future we can toast in person to this worthy blockbuster. Yep.
Oh,
that'd be beautiful.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, guys.
Wrap up your Thursdays with Tom and Jess on Joy Drive. Tune into 94.9 in Melbourne, stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandjessradio.com or subscribe on iTunes or Spotify. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.